Welcome to the Microsoft SAP BI session, the Deriving Business Insights using Microsoft BI platform connected to the SAP ERP and BI platform. So we could not come up with any bigger, like longer topic, you know. We just had to have full explanation there. Okay, that was my first joke. Nobody laughed. Sorry about that.
Well, it is so early.
Hey, it's a morning session. We will need your interaction, some fun together, right? So we're going to have that. I have a first question for you. First of all, my name is Sanjay Soni. I'm Senior Technical Product Manager for BI, SQL BI and Data Warehousing at Microsoft. And I have been associated with Microsoft BI for 15 plus years. But as soon as this Power BI came up, you know, it was just so exciting. Do you agree with me? How many of you have been working with BI for more than 5 years?
Good on.
Do you feel that Power BI is awesome? Yes? You know?
That's kind of lukewarm.
Oh, I have to use this? All right, so I'll use this for now. So it really is exciting times for Microsoft. And of course, Marco, you're here as well. Welcome. So I have with me Justin and Christoph, so please feel free to introduce us.
Hi, guys. Welcome. My name is Justin Martinson. I'm a senior product marketing manager at Microsoft on the SQL Server BI team and Big Data team, I guess. I focus primarily around BI, and I've been working with SAP products around 5 years now, so I'm helping to market our interoperability solution that I'll be talking about today.
Good morning. My name is Christoph Schuler. I work as a consultant in the Microsoft SAP interoperability space. I've been in this area for about 10, 15 years, and I'm happy to be here today to talk about Microsoft BI and how we can bring SAP data into that environment. My work also involves connecting SharePoint apps, for instance, or Office apps
with SAP systems.
Great, awesome. So let's get started. So I have a question for you, right? How many of you use SAP today for ERP system? That's why you're here. Great. But how many of you use SAP for BI? We have BI universals, right? SAP universals, right? We have that. And how many of you use Excel? Just waking up. How many of you have you used data query tool, the Power Query tool yet? Right? Okay. So that's why. So we'll start with the Microsoft BI integration scenarios. There are a couple of scenarios for SAP and Microsoft BI, right? So there's the whole Excel part of it. You always had to get data from SAP, bring it to Excel, and then break it apart or use it. How do we make it easier for you that we have a new connector now? So we'll start with that connector. And before that, I'll really ask Justin to talk about Microsoft SAP partnership. So when you think about Microsoft and SAP in the same sentence, you either think of this competition or cooperation. What is it exactly, right? So we'll talk about overall. He'll talk about overall SAP-Microsoft partnership. And it's all about, you know, great partnership as well now, innovating for success. And we have lots of demos for you. I'll invite Christoph after first half hour. He'll talk about some of the scenarios we have in terms of ETL, like SSIS and some of the other ways to connect to SAP.
And Sanjay, you're going to do a demo too, right?
Of course.
Don't sell yourself short.
Okay, fine. So yeah, I'll do a cool demo for you. So let's get started. So do you want to start with this?
Christoph.
Yeah. So there's a number of scenarios and components available to you today to connect Microsoft BI with SAP. And I just want to ask one more question. I realize this is a Microsoft-focused audience, but do we have any SAP developers, any SAP basis administrators in the room? Couple?
Two.
And maybe from your own experience, you also know that sometimes crossing those boundaries between the Microsoft technology folks and the SAP technology folks can feel like it's two different worlds. Because each technology involves its own knowledge and expertise. And so what we're trying to do today is help you understand how you can cross that bridge. And maybe if nothing else, what you can take away from this session is have a conversation with your SAP folks in your company and say, hey, I saw something really interesting today. This is how you can connect Excel, or this is how you can connect SQL Server integration services with SAP. Let's give it a try.
And so that's our goal for today. As I mentioned, there's a number of scenarios out there. Actually, Microsoft is coming out with a white paper next month. You will find it on the Microsoft BI site, which will illustrate about 9 or 10 different scenarios for how you can connect Microsoft BI with your SAP system. We won't cover all of them today. We'll focus on four key scenarios that we thought are really useful and interesting to you. But look for that white paper in the next month. In terms of the types of connectivity solutions, you can think of them in two broader categories. And you see them on this slide. On the left, you have an end user.
This would be your user in Excel. Or am I going in and out? Sorry. You have your Excel user connecting directly to data from an SAP system. And that works when the data has been prepared by your IT department, where your data is already available in something like a business warehouse queue or a business objects universe. And we'll see more of that in a minute. This could also be your reporting services user connecting directly to an SAP BW queue. Mm-hmm. So here we have the end user empowered to connect directly to an SAP data source, the data source that has been prepared for consumption by an end user. But you don't always have that. Not all of your SAP data
is available in a BW cube or in an SAP universe. So what we want to show you is, and that's shown on the right-hand side, is the more traditional ETL scenario, where you can go directly to your SAP source data, your transactional source for employee data, sales data, manufacturing data, what have you, and bring that data into a SQL Server data warehouse. And once you do that, you have the full stack of the Microsoft BI tools available to you, integration services, analysis services, reporting services, and Power BI to utilize this data.
Well, thanks, Christoph. So before we get into the demos, which I know you guys really want to see, I'm from marketing. I'm only going to go through a few slides and just set a little context and backdrop. So hope you'll stay with me for a few minutes, and then we'll get into one new scenario that Christoph mentioned where we're actually integrating between our SAP BobJ BI stack and Microsoft BI, and then we'll talk more about some of the other scenarios. So just to kind of set the stage, we are partners. A lot of people actually wonder if we're competitors or partners. It kind of changes sometimes. But we are partners overall. We've actually had a 20-year partnership with SAP, and this actually, 2014, marks the 20th year of that. Over the course of that time, we really started with certifying SAP applications running on top of Windows Server or SQL Server. And we've helped around 35,000 joint customers be successful. And also during the course of that, we recognized with SAP that we have a lot of overlap with our SI and ISV partners. So we've helped educate them over that time. And what we now want to do is look at where are we actually going into the future with this partnership. So we did an exercise late last year where we sat down and said, with our priorities between Microsoft and SAP, are there other places beyond the platform and infrastructure kind of overlap where we can bring value together to our joint customers? And there were kind of four buckets or pillars that fell out. The first is around cloud, and I don't have a lot to share with you today. We'll have some big news coming very soon. But suffice to say, we want to make sure that SAP and Microsoft can run in the cloud together. Next, we also have mobile and industry. At the Mobile World Congress in February, we actually announced that SAP has now certified 12 applications running on the Windows Mobile platform, and we will continue that partnership going forward as new applications come online from SAP, which will be certified on that platform. Today, we're going to spend a little bit of time around interoperability. There's actually two parts of interoperability. We're really only going to focus on the analytics side. On the transactional side, starting with Duet Enterprise a couple of years ago, we were actually able to leverage SAP data from the transactional system in Microsoft applications, starting with SharePoint. And we're looking in the coming months to expand that, so there will be more news around that. Today, we're going to focus on the analytics portion, where we're actually integrating between SAP's Business Objects BI and Microsoft BI, and I'll get into that in a moment. And then the last pillar is, you know, we want to continue with our platform and infrastructure partnership so that we can continue to certify SAP applications on top of Windows Server and SQL Server. So why are we actually doing this? Why is there a partnership? specifically around the BI interoperability that I want to talk to you guys about first. We actually talked with our customers over the last couple of years, and we noticed a number of pain points they had, and we really wanted to come together to help our customers solve those pain points. So the first one that we constantly hear, and I don't know if this affects you guys, is that a lot of people constantly copy and paste data from their SAP system, and they put it into Excel, and they do that month after month, and this kind of creates spreadsheet hell. And it's very convoluted also, because these days people have heterogeneous stacks. They don't have all SAP or all Oracle or all Microsoft. Really, business users or users just want to solve a business problem, and they want the right tools to be able to talk to each other in order to help them do that. So we want to make sure that we understand that pain and can help solve that. The second reason is really about giving greater ROI to customers. They have made investments in different technologies on different application stacks, and we need to help them leverage it. IT right now is actually being asked constantly to do more with less, right? So we want to make sure that people can utilize the investments that they have, and they don't have to retrain their skills or go and find new software in order to help them solve some of their problems. And the last one, it's kind of obvious. You want to be able to get the data to people's hands at the right time so they can make better decisions. If you're trying to create a data-driven culture or a data culture, which Satya at Microsoft has started to talk about, we really want to make sure you have the data that people can use to make better decisions. I mean, there's still places for, you know, using your gut or trusting your instinct to make decisions, but the more data points you have, the better you can actually be in making sure that the decision that you make will actually have an actionable, positive result on your business. And the last thing that we constantly heard across all of these pain points is, can you just make it simpler? So in order to do that, specifically around our BI stacks, what we actually did is we looked at how can we take Excel, and now with Power BI introduced, and really extend from the SAP Business Objects BI stack across, so we're able to leverage data from Business Objects universes for customers that have that directly in Excel and Power BI. And by doing this, what we're able to do is we're able to use that capability directly in Power Query for Excel to seamlessly access and analyze data that you have stored in your SAP system or any system that a Business Objects universe can connect to. I think it can connect to around 40 different sources. And what that actually does then is that actually drives or helps to drive a single version of the truth, because IT can continue to manage the data they have in their source system, whether it's SAP or not, and they can allow users, whether they're using the Business Objects, powerful tools, or now Excel and Power BI, to get at the data. And they don't have to copy and paste it constantly or ask IT for exports. Now they can do it directly within Excel. And Sanjay is actually going to do a great demo of that in a minute. The other thing this allows, now that we have it directly in Excel seamlessly, is that it allows increased productivity. So I don't have to learn any new tools. I might have to learn a few new skills to use some of the great BI tools we have in Excel, but I don't have to go and buy a new tool. I can actually use the ones that I have. So beyond productivity, that also allows me to optimize my business, because I can increase or lower my TCO by being able to utilize the assets that I already have. And what that then does is it brings power not only to IT or users that are comfortable with Bob J tools, but it also allows the Excel users, whether the analysts or anyone, to be able to analyze that data that IT is able to keep in a single location. So I'm not going to go over all the key advantages here, because I talked through some of them. We'll give you the slides after this so you can reference it. But I wanted to just clear up a few things in terms of caveats. What do you need in order to use your Business Objects universes directly in Excel? The first thing you need is Excel 2010 or 2013. So right now, the Power Query for Excel add-in, which is where this connectivity is exposed, is supported by both Excel 2010 and 2013. And Power Query is a free add-in. You can go on to Bing or Google, and you can actually type it in, Power Query for Excel, and it'll bring you to the download page. The other thing on the Business Objects side, in terms of what you need, is SAP Business Objects BI 4.1, SP2 or higher. A lot of people are still maybe on 3.x or 4x, but you need the point release here because they added a RESTful web service on the Bob J side, which SAP actually exposes to us now and allows Excel to communicate with in order to get metadata and data from the universe directly into Excel. So if you meet those requirements, you can actually go and start using this solution today. It's still in public preview, but very soon we'll be announcing the general availability around that. So I think I can answer questions right now, but I think you guys would rather see the demo. And I've been talking for long enough. So Sanjay, are we ready to go?
Yes, we are ready to go.
So I think in this scenario, what we're going to do then is we're going to show how I can inspect and analyze why are my sales down in certain regions of the U.S., but opportunities are up.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's a pretty maybe common business scenario. So I'm going to act as management here. And Sanjay is going to be our business analyst. And Sanjay, I'd really like you to tell me what the problem is with this and how we can correct it within a week.
Well, within okay? a week.
Well, come on. I gave you a whole week. That's long enough, right?
Right. Tough management. I mean, how many of your managers like that? One day, right? You know? Yeah,
sorry. Okay, cool. I gave you a week, though.
So, all right. This is great. Thank you so much for being nice.
Yes.
All right, folks. So here's the scenario. So how many of you have, you know, I have a wireless mic working.
Oh, you got one. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good now. So how many of you have, you know, such scenarios where, how many of you have play Xbox? All right. So we have the scenario I've chosen is actually for Xbox gaming, right? The data is not real. We had to obviously, you know, massage the data and everything else. But imagine a company really having gaming consoles like Xbox or software games, hardware games, and all this stuff. And, you know, obviously any product that you introduce to the market always has great sales, and then something saturates, something going down. So this is nothing to do with Xbox data, but I'm just giving a scenario here, right? So just to make sure that Xbox sales are still all going up. But in this scenario, it's all good. It's amazing, right? With the new game release now as well. So the sales are down, going down. Let me show you this thing, actually. So I'm a business analyst. I don't know anything about SAP. I'm not a programmer in this scenario. And I look at this Excel data here. Here is a power view which shows me my sales are going down. Opportunities are still up, right? Opportunities are there, sales are going down, and I actually have nice bubbles here too. I mean, you know, you can obviously with the power map, power view, you know, you can see how is my sales doing from gaming consoles versus action games. It's all good.
And where's all this data coming from?
So this data is actually, for now, it's just my Excel data, but I really want to go to SAP system
okay.
to really, really investigate what's happening, okay? So we'll start from scratch, and we'll connect to SAP system. First of all, let me take you into the world of SAP business objects, for example. From SAP ERP system, obviously, they have this SAP business warehouse, and then there's the SAP business objects BI universe. How many of you did you say have universe again? So you are using universe, right? So you have universes. Now, the thing is, how can we get this data out of SAP universes into Excel without copying, pasting? Can we have a first-class experience? That's what it's all about. Here's my web intelligence, right? Tool.
Web intelligence
and report. I'm looking at my revenue report here, but I really, you know, people really like Excel. I want this to be an Excel experience. So what I'm going to do now is go into Excel, open a brand new Excel, actually. Let's just do that. Let's really start from scratch.
And we're going to use Power Query to do this, right?
So we're going to use really open Excel from scratch, and I have installed my Power Query add-in,
okay.
right? In Power Query add-in, you have all kinds of good things, right? Online search and stuff. But if you go to from other sources, if you go with the latest build, you will notice something amazing. When you click on it, the light goes on, the halo comes up, you know? No, it's really amazing. I mean, if you think about it, it's SAP Business Objects, import data from SAP Business Objects BI universe, and you will get a first-class experience. If I click on this, now it's going to ask me for the server name, right? So I'm going to simply paste. Here's my SAP Business Object Server. I click OK.
And that's actually communicating with the web service, right, that's exposed on the SAP Business Object
Server. Absolutely, okay. the web service, yes. And then you have this, I just want to make sure you see this option of, you know, that they have this data source settings here, right here. And it would have asked me, actually, for user ID and password. And because I already had it saved, so it didn't ask me. But this is where, you know, it would have asked me, for example, here. If I go there, it would ask me for the user ID and password.
And we can use, what, Windows AD, BobJ authentication, all the normal supported types, right?
Absolutely. All okay. of these would have worked. So there we are now under BI sales. Look what I'm looking at. We are looking at the BI universe, really, before importing anything from it. We are looking at the schema. We're browsing the SAP Business Objects universe inside of Excel. So, of course, I want to know, how are my channel of sales? Why are my sales down? And by the way, you are going to help me investigate this problem, right? This scenario, sales are going down. Hopefully, you'll be part of my investigation team. We'll come up with a solution and with the data that you see. So there we are. We're looking at the channels. And I'm really looking at the schema that we have from SAP system, all inside of Excel, before I import anything, really looking at the whole thing. Fiscal year name, I want to see geography. What are the geographies where I have sales, country, opportunity partner fact, and we simply select everything. There we go. Revenue expenses for my products. Okay, if I have all this good stuff selected, I have a question for you. Do you think once I select this right here, of course I can, you know, preview the schema right now. I can really preview what all am I going to import before I import. Here is a query. It's showing me channel category, fiscal year name. This is a preview, right? What I can do is now edit this.
Now, we haven't brought any data in yet, have we?
What do you think? Do you think we have imported everything so far, or is it we are just simply looking at a view? So we have not imported anything yet, right? It's all looking at the millions of rows of data. We're simply, you know, you can select anything you want, and you're previewing for now. So, of course, here you can do lots of great things. You can, first of all, I like this one, add items. Let's say you forgot something. You can still preview. You can still add more things from the schema. I know it sounds simple, but this is really useful, right? As a person who's really, you know, importing, it's a good experience for you, first-class experience, instead of, oh, copy, paste, and do five different steps to get here. So this is really good stuff. So you can select something else. Let's say I forgot product, you know, category. I already have product category, but if I wanted something else, I could always choose, you know, subcategory, for example. Click OK. So now it's really, again, you're previewing it. And of course, with this product, as you know this, you could do lots of things. You could do transformations. Without writing single line of code, you could do lots of these things, simple things, like, for example, split column. I want to split this column by delimiter. I want to have spaces, sports and games, to be in different columns. So I can choose spaces here at each occurrence, maybe just two columns maybe, and I split this. So sports and games should become two columns. So things like this, they sound simple, but you can do all this right here.
But what if I wanted to filter some stuff? Does it filter on the client side, or is that on the server side?
So filter can also happen here, right here.
Okay.
So, for example, I want to say, if I want to even, you can do any kind of filtering, of course. For example, here, you can go there. You can say, I want to see only these three, you know, these categories, for example. Mm-hmm. So you can do this. Or if I want only top 100 rows, I can do that. So now I have a query, right? So how many of you attended the session where they showed the query language for this, Power Query? It's amazing. So here, let's say you want to document all the steps that you've gone through. You can go to View, Advanced Editor, and here is the query that was generated. You don't have to write the code, but it's there for you to be able to modify and all this good stuff. How many of you like it so far? All right. Can I get a clap for this? All right. So far, so good, right?
And one more thing, right? So if you do the filter when you execute the query, the filter is actually going to execute on the Business Objects Universe side, just so we're clear. It's not going to pull everything back and then do the filtering in the client side.
That's
so
what you
it
have
pushes it down. So it's very important.
Absolutely, millions of rows of data. So now apply and close. So when you apply and close, all you have done so far is really prepared the query. That's it. Yep. No loading happened. Now, you notice these two things, load to worksheet or load to data model. I'm going to ask you some questions morning time, right? Which of these options is going to allow you millions of rows of data? The load to data model, right? And by the way, I have gotten some small gifts as well, so I can give them after the
session. You got gifts?
Yes. Yeah, it was a surprise for Justin.
Is there a contest or something?
Yeah, no. So yeah, because the person who identifies for me what was the real problem, why sales were down, will get a special gift from me.
Okay.
So let's try that. So we're going to load to worksheet. Is going to be, what is the limitation in Excel for number of rows? 1 million. What about Power Pivot? Hundreds of millions, right, you know? And it says Mark was a big fan of Power Pivot, so are we. Here we go. Load. So now when you load this, look at this. If you select both options, it's obviously you can import 1 million rows here, but The amazing thing really happens when you click on this button, manage. You know, the magic starts to happen because that's when you go into Power Pivot. And there you can literally load hundreds of millions of rows of data in Excel, right? And it's not only about loading, you can actually browse through it too, you know. So, right, it's in memory BI. So now this is, you know, this data is obviously being loaded here inside of Power Pivot.
And I can use refresh, right, the normal Excel refresh just to get the data up to date.
Absolutely.
So now I don't have to copy and paste all the time.
Absolutely. You have all those options here, and then it will just work. So then this is how you actually get this data into Excel. So here we go. This is Power Pivot opening. Now, obviously, you can now combine this data with other data sets. So that's exactly what we did in our sales scenario. I'm going to show you a report in which we have already done some of this work, so where we have imported other data sets. Now let's see what we can do with this data that we got from SAP. So we go to Power Pivot here, and then essentially we have imported some of the tweets, you know, tweets information. Now how many of you have heard about SD Insight? So SD Insight is our Hadoop, you know, our Hadoop instance if you were engine running in the cloud. And we ran some MapReduce jobs on tweets, on the Twitter analytics, right, for our products. People are tweeting about our products. So we want to know, okay, what is the sentiment, positive, negative, and all the good stuff. So we got that data set also inside of Power Pivot, and we mixed all this up. So now here you are looking at a power view that we have created on top of that data set. And if I go to this one, for example, sales and Twitter sentiment view, this one, by the way, has 100 million plus rows, you know, of data. This, the Power Pivot that I'm showing you here, is a 150 meg file. And it has all kinds of data sets. So obviously, we have combined all this. And you can go to diagram view, and you can literally combine all these data sets. Now that we have combined all this, you know, let's start analysis of this data. Okay? So what I'm going to do is now I'm going to show you the next thing. The next thing is going to be home, insert. Now, how many of you actually have used a Power Map? And how many of you use Excel? If you have, all you need is two columns to use Power Map, and really is amazing. What are those two columns? Can you guess for me? Just two columns. Sorry? Location and? That's it. Location and value. And if you have those two things, you know, you can literally start creating those views. Once you start creating Power Map, I'm going to just play for you. You can export that as a video. So now I'm going to show you this video of this Power Map, which we have created for this scenario. And let's see if you can get some hints from this Power Map video. Why our sales are down. So I'm showing you right now the same data set that I had imported before, my opportunities for gaming products. So I have lots of opportunities for my gaming products in USA. And if I break that down by product subcategories, you can see action games, control. You see the types of products we have below this. Now, what you can do is you can really have revenue as a heat map.
And did that come from, that's from SAP, right?
That's from SAP, okay. Exactly. So this revenue is a heat map here, and you see lots of revenue here in Texas, in Houston. We're doing good, actually, somewhere in this area right here.
Nice.
But then something, we don't see that dark circle here in these other parts of the world, so we can really focus on the East Coast, what's happening on my sales here and opportunities. So there we go. In Florida region, for some reason, we don't have that much sales happening, but we have tons of opportunities. So you can really investigate what's happening. Go to Bahamas and all these nice areas, right, on the beaches. For some reason, the sales are not so good there. Oh, look at this.
Are they going to the beach all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Not playing games? Or what?
Exactly. They're not buying products, going too much on the beach, you know. Something is happening there. So then, of course, you can really break this down by opportunities. Okay, how many opportunities are in this phase versus that phase? And you can see, okay, let's add some other data set. So we got some Twitter analytics. We got some Twitter sentiment here going on for our products. Darker circles mean negative sentiment, right? So what's happening here? Now we go to France, you know. And it's not too bad in Germany and France. Maybe there is SAP there and sentiment is positive there. But we go back to Florida and there is something going on. So that's one thing, you know, we saw something happening here. Now let's go to Q&A. So how many of you have started using Power BI? So basically, all you do, whatever I showed you so far, was all, which product was it? Excel. This was a bunch of add-ins in Excel. Now all you do is take that Excel file and copy and paste, or basically add that as a document here into Power BI upload file. It's as simple as that. You don't have to install any SharePoint, nothing. It's just over there for you, already configured. Upload the file. Once you upload the file, you can have your end user simply open this file in an IE window, if you would, right here, and they can consume all these data sets from our server. So that's it's just right there for you, available to be able to consume, and it's all interactive, right? So there we go. I'm selecting something else. So you can literally browse all this data over internet, right?
Nice.
But the best is yet to come. The best part is Q&A. So I'm going to find out.
Is this going to help us understand why sales are down?
Why sales are down, yes. And let's see if you can guess for me with all of us together why our sales are down. So I'm going to simply type questions. Number of opportunities. That I have per country. So there we are, number of opportunities per country. I'm asking a question and comes along an answer. Now, how cool is that? Is that cool? Can I get some claps? I know. I'm just, you know, this is amazing. I mean, 15 years I've been involved with Microsoft BI stuff. This is like absolutely cool thing, being able to ask English questions, actually understands, gives you that. And then per countries, okay, these are opportunities I have. Per country, then by product subcategory, maybe. I want to really see what are my products that are not doing so well, or, you know, by product subcategories, you know. So there we are. Action games are selling good, gaming consoles, lots of opportunities are there, but, you know, there is some problem, obviously, and that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see number of negative tweets.
And we looked at Fort Lauderdale, right? That was kind of the area?
Exactly. There's some negative tweets happening there, you know, per product subcategory. So let's just go there. And by the way, if you see this thing here, subcategory. So we have lots of negative tweets happening per product subcategory. Let us actually see negative tweets. So let's see if one of you can guess for me. Show negative tweets in Fort Lauderdale. Something is happening there. So can any of you guess for me what's happening? The first person to guess. Fake hardware. You said that, right?
I think they're onto something.
Yes. And who else said that from here? Yes, okay, so please collect your gifts afterwards. So exactly, so essentially for some reason, this is fake software, fake hardware is being sold in that area, and my favorite is right here. I swear this console is haunted. These are real tweets. We just had to censor those, you know. But this was, it's just one of those examples for, you know, things, but nothing to do with Xbox, by the way.
Fantastic, though. So we've very quickly understood all these different types of data from different locations, and we've drilled down to the actual problem. Now we can go fix it.
Absolutely.
Remove the counterfeit hardware and software, and our sales should shoot up again.
Absolutely, it will.
Great.
So like it? Do you like it so far? All right, thank you. Yeah, so all I did is really open Excel, Power Query connection, and then use a whole variety of Power BI tools. So now let's move on to our next portion. Oh, actually, there is one more thing. How many of you use Mobile BI? Are you familiar with Microsoft Mobile BI? This is amazing, too. So look, the same data that I showed you, you could actually publish this to Power BI as a mobile app. And now you can have it running, for example, right here, the same report running on your mobile devices. When I say mobile, I'm not talking about phone. I'm talking about Surface or Windows 8 touch devices, and of course, there's more other OSs coming as well, for example, iOS or something. So you can literally touch your hand on these things, and it's really visual reports for you. Okay? With that, I'm going to move back to the slides. So now we'll talk about other scenarios, right? Christoph is going to cover all this.
Hey, you need a microphone? I'll use this.
No, use this. Question. Okay, so how long did it take to pull out hundreds of millions of rows of data from SAP or from into Excel? You mean? Yeah. So into Excel, I mean, we are using the whole Power Query paradigm, right? It takes time. For that 100 million rows, yeah, it took time. It took like 2 hours or so, 1 hour. So that millions of rows of data, then it will take time.
fast?
Good question.
Can you hear me? Yeah. So you've just seen the latest innovation between Microsoft and SAP in terms of connecting Microsoft BI with an SAP Business Objects Universe. And I've seen the hands go up. Many of you have Business Objects Universe. And this connector that's now available makes it really easy for the Excel user to find that data and work with it. And this is all about deriving business insights, right? This is the title of our session. And for many of our customers, when we talk about business insights, there is no way to get around SAP, because that is where a lot of your business data resides, whether it's employee data or sales data that Sanjay used in his example, manufacturing data, what have you. So SAP plays a really, really important role in deriving these new business insights. And you've also seen that when combined with other data, you know, maybe social sentiment data or publicly available data, it becomes really powerful, this type of analysis, and you can put it right in the hands of your Excel user. So I want to show you a few other scenarios that allow you to access SAP data. The first one, actually, let's move on with the slides. So the one you saw was in the Discover area, where the Excel user was able to connect to the Business Objects Universe and work with that SAP data. Oops. Sorry. The next one I want to talk about involves a newer SAP technology called SAP NetWeaver Gateway. Has anybody heard of that technology? It was actually developed by SAP to connect mobile devices to SAP data using the OData protocol. Both Microsoft and SAP are big supporters of the OData protocol. And SAP NetWeaver Gateway allows you to both read and write to your SAP source system. Doesn't matter if it's an ERP system or a CRM system or your BW system, and work with that data. So it exposes that source system data as an OData feed. And it also works well in a BI scenario. And that's what I would like to show you in the next demo.
So just out of curiosity, how many of you actually have used this with Excel?
Have you used OData with SAP before?
So I'll switch to another screen here. So again, this is a scenario enabling or empowering the Excel user. And I'm back in Power Query. By the way, this also works with Power Pivot. And I can simply select here as a data source from OData feed, because that's the type of data that SAP NetWeaver Gateway provides me with. And then all I have to do is provide the URL of my resource, of my OData resource. And by the way, I'm using a NetWeaver Gateway system that SAP is offering as a hosted environment for developers and testers. So anybody here in the room can actually go out to the SAP community network, sign up for an account, and you can use the same URL here and use it directly in Excel. So what I'm showing you here, you can do yourself at home or at work within a matter of 15, 30 minutes. I'll show you the page real quick for those of you who are interested. If you go to the SAP Community Network, search for the SAP NetWeaver Gateway Demo System.
Is that in the presentation, or do we have
it
over here?
It's not in the presentation.
We can add this link to the presentation.
You can send me an email, or if you just search for it, you will find it. Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is just fill out a quick form, and then the logon information to this cloud-hosted system will be emailed to you. It's very useful to just test it out. And so what I'm bringing into Excel here is sales order information from this cloud-hosted system. And one of the things I like about this is oftentimes in SAP, you have data that is structured in a header item type way, right? You have sales order headers, sales order line items, purchase order headers, purchase order line items. That's a very common data structure in your SAP system. And so you can see here the way the data comes in is at the header level, right? I have my sales order ID here in the first column. But then my data feed, my OData feed, actually gives me more. It gives me the line items per sales order. And as I scroll over, you will see how Power Query displays that as a table. Right, so I have the sales order line items, but they're not expanded yet. And so I can easily do that here in Power Query and just say expand the sales order line item table. And if I don't want to bring in all the fields, I'm just going to say, let's add the product name, net value, and maybe my product ID from SAP.
So this is your way to reduce the number of rows unnecessary. If you don't need it, don't import.
Exactly, yeah. And only Power Query gives you this ability. If I would have used the same OData feed in Power View, I would have only
Power Pivot, you mean?
Power Pivot, yes, excuse me. Good, so let's go back to the slides. So this was a scenario where, again, NetWeaver Gateway connects to your SAP backend system, to your transactional system, and exposes an OData feed that can be consumed directly by the Excel.
So I have a question for you. When would you use the first scenario that I showed versus the one that you showed?
So, in terms of, they both empower the Excel user. It depends on your SAP landscape. For customers that have business objects and already have invested in developing and building a universe layer on top of their SAP data, I think what you saw earlier is a great choice for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to the next slide.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Thank you. So now we move into the area of ETL, or data extraction from an SAP system. Not every company, not every SAP customer may use business objects or may have implemented business objects, or customers may not be at the latest release level required for the demo that you saw earlier. So what are some of the other options? How can I get to my SAP source data? Right, that's been a problem for quite some time. SAP data tends to be, first of all, very, very large in size, but also hard to get to, hard to access, and sometimes also hard to understand. So the first ETL scenario that I'd like to introduce to you is using a component from Microsoft called the Microsoft Connector for SAP NetWeaver BI, or for SAP BW. And this is a component that you find in the SQL Server feature pack. Actually, the one for SQL Server 2014 is just released. So if you search for Microsoft Connector for SAP BI, you will find it. It's a free download. There's no extra licensing around it. And it's designed to work directly in integration services, in SSIS. And I'll show you a quick demo for how it looks. Another thing I want to point out here is it only works against SAP BW, and it utilizes an interface in BW called OpenHub Services. That's an SAP-certified interface to unload data from a BW system. So let me show you how it looks. You see here the SSIS design experience. And I've created a very simple package here with just one source component and one destination component.
So you're talking about SQL Server Integration Services, part of SQL Server.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it have to be 2014? It doesn't. It also works with 2012. Mm-hmm. You just then need to go back to the feature pack of 2012 to find the BI connector there. But the BiConnector has been around for, I think now, 4 or 5 years, so it also works with previous releases. And when you install the connector, you will find it here in your SSIS toolbox. You will actually find two items. One is your SAP BW source that allows you to unload data, but it also works the other way around. If you want to load data into SAP BW, you could also do that using the SAP BW destination. So let's see what else we need. We need a connection. Here we have defined a connection to our BW system. These are your typical SAP RFC style connection parameters, right? You need an SAP client, username, password, logon language. And then let's also take a look at some of the parameters that this source component needs. The nice thing about this component is everything can be done, the whole extraction process, from within SSIS. So SSIS will communicate with BW and request the data. Then there will be an extraction process that will run on BW, and it will send a signal back to SSIS to send the data over and tell SSIS when it's done. So there's a little bit of handshake involved. And the parameters you see on this screen basically are making sure that all this communication is working properly.
I'm just curious, how many of you have actually used this option before? Okay, so this is the option. Again, good feedback.
Mm-hmm. And the destination here is just a basic SQL Server table. You could use any other transformations that are available to you in SSIS. I kept it simple for this example by just extracting the data from the BW cube and moving it straight into a SQL Server table.
All right, let's run some action. Come on, Christoph. You know, hey, I want to see some green lights, moving data, lights, you know, and something's happening now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it now SSIS sent the request to BW. The extraction runs actually within that system, and then the results are sent back. Okay. So now we have cube data, BW cube data, in our SAP table. There's one other small drawback I should mention. When you have a BW cube with a fact table and then dimensions around it, you need one of those extractions, like the one I just showed, for each one of those. So you need one for the fact table, you need one for each dimension that you want to bring across. So it's not possible to say, here's my entire cube with all of its dimensions and the fact table. You kind of have to go one by one and then put it back together on the SQL Server side. So a little bit of a drawback, but you have all the data to assemble it back together. Any questions about this this type of scenario? Yeah.
Is there any way to query the universe for SSIS, or is that only an option with the way it's sounded?
There is no connector, to my knowledge, in SSIS that goes against the universe.
You know, Power Query is the ETL tool for business users now, and I think you really should try that tool. But I do understand what you're listening. Yes.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Question? Yes. So that's a good question, isn't it? So do you know, for SSAS to go to the connector? So I think the approach right now, as of right now, that's a very good question, actually. I'll take this as a feedback from you. But for now, the option is Power. Do you know, Marco?
Through
okay.
SSIS.
So there is a workaround with SSIS, and you're welcome to connect with us right after the session in terms of as a linked server, right? You can add. And of course, otherwise, the approach is really use Power Query to connect through that to the universe, then create Power Pivot model, then Power Pivot model upgrade to analysis services project. You know, that definitely works. Good question. All right, let's keep going. How are we doing on time? We have 10, 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah, we have one more scenario I would love to just introduce to you. And this is similar in terms of providing you with access to the SAP source data. Again, this is more of an IT scenario. In this case, it's not limited to SAP BW, as we just saw in the previous example, but you can connect to any SAP source system. And this solution is provided by a partner of Microsoft, Theobald Software, and they've been in this space for over 10 years. They specialize in this type of SAP data access. And so if you need more flexibility, a broader support for your SAP data sources, this is an option that you may want to consider. Their product is called Extract IS, and it also seamlessly integrates with integration services with SSIS, and it provides you with access from everything from an SAP table to a function module or BAPI, to SAP queries, to BW cubes. So it has a total of about 8 or 9 different source types, including some more advanced ones, one that is called Delta Q. That's actually the same mechanism SAP uses internally to move data from the transactional source system to their BW system. So with this tool, you can also hook into this component developed by SAP and extract data. And it supports Delta extraction, which is very important for very large data sets. So let me show you a demo of this. Again, the experience is within SSIS. This is your package designer. And with Extract IS installed, you see the different source components, your different SAP sources here in your toolbox. SAP tables, ABAP reports, queries, BW cubes, BAPIs or function modules are all accessible to you. And one of the nice things this tool has is you don't necessarily need to know every table name or every function module name in SAP. They can be cryptic sometimes or hard to find. But you have a search function here where you can search by a description, for instance, or you can even browse. This is a live connection to an SAP system. You can browse through the application hierarchy. So sure, it takes some SAP knowledge to do this, but you don't need to go to SAP GUI and find the right table or find the right BAPI. The tool is really trying to make this very easy for you without any coding.
Also, out of curiosity, how many of you have actually used Theobald? I mean, it's actually, even within Microsoft, we use SAP, right, as an ERP system. So they actually also have used Theobald, and actually it's a good scenario. Are you all happy with it when you're using it? Some happy, some not happy? Okay, that's good to know. We should chat after that. We can pass the feedback to them.
And the other thing you can do here is oftentimes SAP data structures are very wide. There's a lot of fields, probably too many that you need in your BI scenario. So you can be selective and only check the ones that you really want to bring in. So let's run this package. I have 4 different types of extractions. And similar to what I've shown you earlier, it's going to be a straight load into a SQL Server table.
Lots of green lights happening.
Yes.
Good thing.
And so then once you have your data loaded in SQL Server, in your staging database or your data warehouse database, the entire Microsoft BI stack is available to you to work with that data. So a little bit different to the approach that we saw earlier, but you have more flexibility in terms of enriching that data, combining that data perhaps, and you have all the tools, analysis services, reporting services, plus Power BI available to you.
Okay.
So these are the scenarios that I wanted to show you today. Please look for the white paper. It's coming out next month, I believe. And we have a few more scenarios that we're going to feature in there, plus the ones you've seen today.
Okay, all right. So let's see. So we already saw the demo. So in summary, right, so we showed you a couple of scenarios here. So first thing is about Power Query. How do you discover data from Business Objects BI Universe? Second one was to use OData and using Power Pivot. The third one was, of course, integration services. And SSRS, you didn't even talk about that. Come on, Christoph. What is SSRS going? What's happening with that?
Yeah, we didn't talk too much about that. So reporting services has a built-in data provider that allows you to connect. It's been around for several years as well. Maybe some of you have worked with it or used it. It's built in. You don't need to download anything or license anything. It comes out of the box with reporting services. You just specify it as a data source provider, as a data provider, and it enables you to browse a cube, the cube structure with all the dimensions, hierarchies, and then include that into your report design. So very, very useful, useful component, yeah.
Absolutely.
Question? No, in this case, it's a BW cube.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for the reporting scenario.
Yeah, this scenario has been there for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you. So go to powerbi.com, and of course, this connector is available at this site. You can just look for this SAP BI connector that we showed.
And if you guys do want the white paper, if you come up and give us our business cards, we'll actually make sure we send it out. Otherwise, you can just search the web and make sure you can find it in about a month or so. It should be less than that, though.
So please complete the evaluation forms, and thank you for your time. Thank you. If you have any other questions, we're going to give you some.
Yep.
I have two questions.
Would you mind using a microphone?
Seeing all this information on the same architecture, so I want to see
the company. How can I leverage this integration point, Power BI with SAP? I'm not SAP guy. I don't know anything about that.
Sure.
So what information I have to ask the SAP team to use all this stuff?
Once you install the add-in, the phone is not working properly, so.
I mean, once you install the add-in in Excel, you just have to make sure that whoever you're working with, if you're consulting or whatnot, has the right version of the business objects system and that they have UNX universes that they can actually connect to through Excel, and then you can also leverage that in Power BI. So if you go back to SAP, you can actually search the community network for their BI connector, which is the interface on the SAP side that Excel is actually talking to, and you can learn more information about that as well. That's one place to start. Anything else? You guys have any questions? I guess we answered them all. Okay, well, thank you so much for attending the session. Look for the white paper in about a month.